Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 31st, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stube.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about immigration issues in the United States and other nations.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on www.voazimbabwe.com or on www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about United States President Donald Trump's call for America to end the United States Diversity Immigrant Visa Program, also known as the Green Card Lottery, and other issues.
President Donald Trump told Congress yesterday that America should transform the nation's immigration system. He suggested that the country should terminate the visa program, stressing that it does not grant visas on a merit basis, but simply picks anybody in the world who is expected to ultimately settle in the United States.
Diversity visas are available to individuals who live in countries with low rates of immigration to the United States. These visas are granted via a lottery system. Diversity visa applicants must have a high school education or at least 2 years of qualifying work experience.
Trump also suggested that the United States should tighten its borders by beefing up security and build a wall like what he promised during his election campaign in 2016. He further said that the country should stop what he terms chain immigration stemming from the visa lottery and other programs backed by the Democrats.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And not like that, we are live streaming on our Studio 7 Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. I'll repeat that again, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Yeah, kunjalo ba.
I'm fine, Duwe. How are you today?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Yeah, lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngokuningi lapha okuhambelana lokukhulunywe ngumongameli Donald Trump. Lapha sikhuluma ke ngolokho ukuthi abantu bokuza kumele bephathwe njani lapha ke eMelika. Sizokhuluma njalo ke lokuthi uTrump ukhuluma ngokuthi iMelika iyathuthuka kakhulu nxa sokhangela zomnotho ukhanyazana kuyathuthuka sibili. Aphinda khulume futhi la ngomthelo wetax, uyakhumbula izolo ukuthi lokho kwehliswa umthelo wetax. Abantu abangange 3 million kumbe abanengakho bathola kakhulu phakathi kwakhonoko. Kuzobuya ke ikakhulu nxa ikhangela uthi ke i-visa program le ayihambi kuhle ngoba visa labantu angazani bayachaphaza kwele Melika. Abanye uyajosibile ukuthi bangena kulokhu ke okuthiwa i-MS 13 ongazani igenga nje eza santando. So yena ufuna ukuthi kube le border wall, ufuna ukuthi njalo kube labantu abavikelayo emngceleni we-border. Njalo kube lokunye okumele uhambelane lelizwe leAmerica. So kunjalo ke babona.
I watched the speech yesterday and he said a lot of things without really getting into the nitty-gritty of how those things would be done. But what bubbled up to the top, what became of interest to a lot of people were his statements concerning immigrants or people who are coming to the United States.
How can you sum up that in Shona?
Pane zvakataurwa na President Trump nezuro. Vakataura zvinhu zvakawanda zvikuru zvizhinji zvacho zvanga zviri zvekuita neAmerica. Asi chinhu chatakabata chakanyaso kukonzera kutaura nokusafara inyaya pakanga akutaura pamusoro pevanhu vasiri vomunomo vanhu vakabva kune dzimwe nyika vachizogara muno kauti vanhu vari kune dzimwe nyika vanoda kuzogara kunoko nenyaya yemavhiza anopiwa vanhu vakaita saivavo yavanoti green card program nediversity visas kuti unoda kushandura zvese izvozvo mamwe mavhiza anga aripo magreen cards nediversity wati kana wagara wapinda munomo waizokwanisa kuti kana une hama yako kana vari baba kana kuti muzukuru wako kana kuti tezvara wako waikwanisa kuvasanira mapepa vouya vozokujoina kunoko iko zvinoizvi kana izvi zvikabudirira chichasara chiripo chinhu chimwe chete chokuti mwana unogona munhu anogona kungoisa mudzimai wake nevana vake dzimwe hama dzese idzi dzovharirwa kunze saka izvo zvakupa mutauro mukuru nokuti vanhu vari kuti zvanzi zviri kuparadzanisa mhuri saka toda kumirira kuti tione kuti zvichafamba sei ndo imwe nyaya yatoda kuti titaure pamusoro pezvayo zvikuru sei kuvanhu vakauya kuzogara kuno kuamerica kuti zvinovabata sei zvinovaaffecta sei.
Yeah, we're lucky that we've got somebody who came to the United States via the visa lottery program, and that is Mr. Vukani Moyo. He's a Zimbabwean living in Dallas, Texas. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good evening.
Yes, so tell us a bit about this diversity visa lottery program. How does it go? How did you end up in this land?
Well, basically, it has changed over the years. I processed this in 1994. Basically, we'll just fill in some information and send it to the U.S., and then they'll just go through a raffle. And if your name was picked, then you would you'd receive a letter, and that letter would outline the steps you need to complete the process. And I must say it's quite an involved process. Just to highlight a few things. First of all, there's an educational requirement. You need to have been better than O-level or higher. Yes. Here in the U.S., they call it high school graduated, right? Mm-hmm. And then one, and then two, you also had to prove at least 2 years work experience. The idea was to come and work in the U.S. and be productive in the U.S. And one of the things, provisions was, you are not to, when you come to the U.S., you're not to participate in some of the social programs, for instance, food stamps and things of that nature, because you're coming in to be a fully productive person in the U.S. So in my view, it sounded like it was merit-based. Now, the other areas that were covered included a full background check. Criminal were to go for criminal background checks and get clearances from the police and CID, I believe, okay, in Zimbabwe, and all that, and then get health, go through a rigorous health testing, not by any doctor, not your doctor. They were designated doctors appointed by the U.S., and you'd go and undergo this health evaluation, which, by the way, was not covered by medical aid. Even at the time, I had full medical aid coverage, but everything had to be paid cash out of pocket. And then you eventually, when all that came together, you'd be invited to the embassy for yet another rigorous interview that they'll go over everything and just quiz you on your background and just, you know, a normal, maybe more than normal interview process. Then, after that, if you're fortunate, then they would grant you that that visa and give you 4 months to get into the U.S. If you fail to do so in 4 months, all that would expire. So basically, my understanding is it's merit-based. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of vetting. It took us, because we got it in September, but we finally got our interview in April, the following April.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good 6 to 8 months working through the whole process to get through all that.
Thank you so much. Liyambuza lapha ke uvukani moyo wabuya lapha eMelika. Ngaphansi kwalokho kuthiwa ke i-visa lottery program yeMelika. So uyakhuluma sibili ukuthi i-visa program leyi ngiyabantu okumanti nxa obuya e-States. Ungumuntu ofundileyo uchayile o-level waphutsha kumbe waphezulu. Njalo bawukhangela ukuthi wena sotsotsi kumbe isela kumbe umuntu onjalo. Njalo ke bayakhangela lokuthi umzimba wakho unjani. Igciwane kumbe kule gciwane elithize kumbe alikho. Aphinde akhulume njalo ukuthi uhlelo lolu lwathi lubuya lwathi lusenziwa lwalusenzelwa ukuthi lube lwabantu abakhaliphileyo, abantu ukuthi uyabuya lapha usebenze, ungafiki lapha wenze okunye kulokuthi usebenze. So uyathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi uqalise uzuye phutsha. So Mr. Wande, that's what Mr. Vukani is saying there.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a question for him?
Yes. Santa Taurapa Duve, Tina Donald, Arku South Africa.
Yes, that's
Chimbo Tora na Donald, and then Ndwadaguso Tsoka pa Nyaya Yoyi Shikari. Donald, Uripo, Uriko Tinzoere? Donald?
Donald Mamboma, are you there on the line? Mr. Mamboma? It appears as if the line was cut. So you can straight away go to Mr. Vukani Moyo.
Ndakanga ndakaterera Maneru, President Trump vachitaura pamusoro pe, you know, pe nyaya dzeSAIDS. Havana havo kunyatso taura zvakati tasa nokuti vakazvisana pa nepa side napadi zvishomanana zvanga zvitaurwa iko zvinezvi ndizvo ndo chaizvo chaizvo kuti president nezuro vakanga vachitiwo vanhu vanongotorwa vanongopikwa nelotari vovuiswa kunoko handizvo zvinoitika pane iprocess yacho yakaoma panodikamwa chikoro. You have to have attained a certain educational level. Kutina kwa kabuda ko, ni lottery, asi, lottery yani kukwanisa kuti uwe part of the process, but it was not a result itself. Kana wachuzwa, then you go through the whole process. Saka, nyaya ye visa program, yanga iri kuti, okay, wachuzwa ni lottery, but still, wangwa chufanira kuti uite meet my standards, esa nikachidikamwa, kubva panyaya ye chikoro, panyaya experience ye basa, munhu wanga chuya ni program ii, vanga vasinga vikuzoenda pa mafood stamps or anything like that. Saka, I just wanted to mention that what the gentleman there explained is exactly what used to happen. As in tofika kuda pamwe nyaya yavakuda kunetsa ko zvine zvindiyo kuti vanodavo kuita cut down on the number.
Can you pose a question to him? Maybe he's going to answer, respond.
Yeah. Are you still there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. Why do you think these changes are being proposed? What do you think necessitated the intention to make these changes?
I believe it's just a view towards immigration, because there's a lot of vetting in that program. I believe maybe the concern is there is no control over who applies and may potentially win. And then the way it was also set up, it targets certain countries based on the ethnic mix here in the U.S. So if there's a lot of immigration from other countries, you'll notice Europe is generally not as involved a lot in this program, because there's a lot of Europeans who come to the U.S. anyway. So they try and target the countries where there is less immigration into this this country. Mm-hmm. So I believe maybe the thought and the talk that we have heard would be, let's protect our borders. Let's keep those who are out. I think that sentiment is what is driving this to have more control over who's coming. I think recent comments from the president a few weeks ago, I think it pretty much summarized, I believe, the sentiment. Yema preferences. Yema preferences,
right,
as opposed to the other.
Right.
But there is no merit in the argument. Yekuti,
mm-hmm.
The diversity program is not merit-based because it is merit-based.
Mm. Thank you very much for that explanation.
Yes, do we have a caller?
Yes, Donald Uripo.
Uripo mkoma tanono kwa mwte.
Tiri nane, edu mwangu, makadi ni mimi.
Ayo, atino kutinotino faragurite kukuchando.
Chando chiriko, mwena kutibazira nina.
Ndiyotangu tarangu tia, kasi tarangu wa doni tirangu wa wani kawarifunga adi hawa wani kuno kwa Afrika, zaka nyanyi.
Same, chidaro.
Kuzidzana cha kuku chingati pangwa ya Obama chingati Afrika yaka benefita saka yana kuti Zimbabwe particular Afrika yese saiwo yese ho yaka to benefita pangwa ya Obama kuti ko zvino muri moyo ha majori avo havo ha kuto limita ko kusato da vanhu nokuti chavari kuzvikwarendera kuti vango tachidi vanhu vanobva ku Afrika kana vanobva kune dzimwe dzakana Asia kana na Syria kwa soko akamisa ku tsango da vanhu munhu asingade vanhu vake. And then of Zangu, which you don't want to say, Washington Fellowship, there's no other way. So, from what is the kind of person who has to go to Yaku Tanga and Mikoko?
Yeah. Ticha Tarisa told the information actually to Nayere to go to Tava Pachurongwa.
Right, Maya, you don't want to go to Africa to Kirikuik and I didn't say that. Could you want to say that?
What Donald is saying is that we might just waste time trying to understand what this all is about.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's saying is that President Trump just doesn't like Africa. He says that the continent of Africa, not just Zimbabwe, but the continent of Africa,
mm-hmm.
benefited in the from the past administrations, singling out Obama's presidency.
Mm-hmm.
But then he is just reluctant to declare that he just doesn't like, you know, he doesn't want any people from Africa here,
mm-hmm.
but that is what he is trying to do.
Thank you.
That's what Donald is saying.
Thank you, Mr. Wande. Mm-hmm. If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about immigration issues in the United States and other nations. And our guest is Mr. Vukani Moyo. He's a Zimbabwean living in Dallas, Texas, and came to the U.S. via the Diversity Lottery Program. So ke bazo abahle asiqokeni sibili ngodaba lolu ukuthi uhamba njani lolu ludaba ole visa program njalo lokunye okwethulwe umnomzana uDonald Trump. So one day there's a lot of stuff that Mr. Trump was talking about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I quote here, he said, quote, "Together we are building a safe, strong and proud America. We want every American to know the dignity of a hard day's work. We want every child to be safe in their home at night, and we want every citizen to be proud of this land that we love. Just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reform in American history." End quote. So here what he was talking about really is the way America is working today. you know, the test cuts. He says after passing those test cuts, about 3 million workers have already gotten some kind of tax bonuses. And for many people, I think that's a plus for Mr. Trump. And generally, when we look at the way he performed yesterday, indications are that, you know, delivering the State of the Union address is not an easy thing. Mm. But he was tied with Barack Obama and George W. Bush at 48% in terms of favorability, meaning that he did exactly what Obama did, exactly what George Bush actually did. So, but there are critics who are saying the speech was very empty. You had Joe Kennedy of the Democrats saying, Mr. Trump was not saying things that make sense. He said, of course, there were one or two things, but they were suspicious about some of the issues that was raising. Mm. So, ngizokuthola isilo baba ecingweni, not sizo ukuthi silobani. Kuthiwa silo baba unkomo ukhonakale kwele South Africa. Baba unkomo, kunjani?
Okay, man.
Yeah, itini impilo mkomo?
Okay.
Yeah, uyangizwa nkomo?
Okay.
Baba nkomo, siyazwana? Ubaba nkomo, ngana sizwana. Baba nkomo, ukhona ecingweni? I think Baba Nkomo, nxa ungizwa kuhle khonapho ke uza usinike nje isign yokuthi ukhona ngoba ungazala ukho kwamanje. So I think we can go back to Mr. Vukani Moyo. And then Baba Moyo, lokhu kukhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona.
Ye, nxa sesikhangela Baba Moyo udaba lolu lwe-states ukuthi nxa ikhuluma ngalokho ukuthi i-immigration abantu bokuza into ezinjalo, siyabona ukuthi kukhona okunye yena athi kumele kwenziwe. Okunjenge-border wall kuzobuya kunye kuthiwa-ke kubeefe up i-security kuma-borders. Lokunye okuthiyeneyo akuthi fahlafahla size ukuthi wena ukubona njani khonokho.
Ndiyabona into lapha ngabona ukufuna ukuthi siyizwisise kuthi ukukhuluma kukapresident ukhuluma ekhangele into eziwa ngabantu abaningi kulokwesaba lapha e-America. Mbona ingani kwesinye isikhathi yinto esiyikhuthayo kuthiwa yi-land of the brave. But lapha kulokwesaba liyabona, nxa lifuna ukuzwisisa ukuthi ukwesaba kwangikhona kumi njani, liyabona e-Hawaii a few weeks ago kube le mistake lane ukuthi abantu ukuthi ukwesaba kwangikhona kuso real ukuthi into enjalo, well, ingenzakala ukuthi labana be-Korea bathumeze inhlamvu zabo kungenzakala, kodwa into it's unlikely ukuthi kuza kwenzakala. But just into enjalo ukubona ukwesaba lalapha lango 2001 silapha ngo 9/11 ukuthi ukwesaba kwangikhona kwaku, you could almost feel it in the air ukuthi abantu bayesaba. So mina mboni ngani ukukhuluma kakhulu esithi tap into iceleleli elokwesaba. So umuntu nxa esesesaba uthi wathi ngizikhiyele endlini kungangeni muntu. So mboni ngani yiyo into eqakathekile layo eyenza ukuthi upresident acine winner. He appealed to ama fears abantu. So abantu sebesithi what is it in gases protect. So mina yikho engibona kuyikho kakhulu okufuca indaba yona lelo lendlela abakhangela ngayo is out of ukwesaba more than ukuthi bathi no labana sibathandi labana kunjani. I think it's more if defensive mechanism yomuntu owesabayo. I think besaba kakhulu, it's not necessary ukuthi besabe ngendlela enje uku operator from ukwesaba. I think ugcina kuletha ama policies angayisiyo angamnandi kangako kwabanye. Ikho kubone engikubonayo la ngokuphila nje khona apha mbona nsizwe abantu abanye sikhuluma labo khona apha esiphila labo kungathi sokukhulunywa ngendaba zonezi kungabe kuzwe ngoba Iraq Iran indawo ezinjalo kuzwakala ukwesaba yikho kukhokhela izinto ezinje.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Baba Vukani Moyo, ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana. So all what he is saying, you know, is that there's a lot of fear among Americans. So that's why, you know, you've got this kind of somehow, quote-unquote, skewed immigration kind of proposals.
Mm-hmm.
So he says this is a defensive mechanism.
Yeah.
Do you have a caller?
Yes, we have a caller from Ohio. Vazhidzai Rudzidzo. Muripo here? Vazhidzo, muri kundinzwa?
Ndikukunzwai, makasimba here?
Akwa, takasimba zvedu, makadini imimi?
Awa, tiripo izvo.
Moda kupinda munyaya yedu iyi, munoti kudiko?
Taurai tinzwe nyaya yemusoro nyaya yechii?
Tiri kutaura pamusoro pe kana makateerera speech yakaitwa na Trump nezuro asi isu tiri kutarisa zvikuru sei panyaya yeimmigration nenyaya yema green cards nemadiversity programs asi tichitarisawo zvimwe zvose zvavakataura zvinogona kungoenderanawo nezvatiriwo isusu mabvakure. Saka munofungei nazvo?
Ndakateerera Trump achitaura nezuro. Ndakaona kuti machinjiro aiita nyaya dzeimmigration zvaakutiomera isu vanhu vanobva kunze kuti tiwane mapepa emuno. I know kuti zvinozivikanwa kunzi America is a country yemaimmigrant. Hapana anopokana nazvo. Asi maomesero azvita Trump ezvino zvaakuti America is for Americans. MaAmericans iyaya kuti azoita maAmericans anga abva kunze. Saka iyezvizvi iye haachada kuti vanhu vauye semawira akaita vamwe, especially iyezvizvi ane mudzimai akabva kunze. Mawira akaita mukadzi wake kuti azonzi mukadzi wake iye aakuzvivhara izvozvo. Saka zvakuomera vachauya kuti vauye munomu. Because imagine izvezvi akabva avhara zvediversity visa zvezvi. Zvaiita kuti vanhu vakwanise kuya muno muAmerica vaane magreen cards vosvikoshanda vachishandira mhuri, vamwe vaikwanisa kuzoita zvozvowana citizenship, but izvo zvaakabva azvivhara. Kwoita mamwe maomesero aiita manje kuti kana wange uchinge wawana mapepa munomu kuti hama dzako dzizouya ujoinwe nemasiblings ako, akabva azvivhara izvozvo. Ndiona kuti ndizvo zvinhu zvaoma izvozvo kuti munhu awane mapepa.
Ichokwadi. Rambai muri papapa varudzidzo, tichadzoka kwamuri. Dhuwe, Mr. Rudzidzo is saying that the changes that are being proposed are not very good for immigrants. And he says that it's going to be very, very difficult for people from outside America to come to America or to be part of the American nation.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he's tightening the regulations of entry so that immigrants just simply stay out. But he says that President Trump forgets that his family came here the same way, just like every other American did, because America is a nation of immigrants. And he says that Trump himself is forgetting that his family came the same way, and most recently his wife also is an immigrant. So he's saying that the tightening of screws on the immigration issue is simply to keep immigrants out of America.
Let's not forget that Mr. Trump also talked about the deferred action on childhood arrivals. That's the DACA program that was actually implemented by Mr. Barack Obama when he was still a president of the U.S. So he was saying that, you know, the Republicans and Democrats have to sit down and iron out some of these things. And maybe there is no take all. So I think it was very specific on that issue. That, okay, give us the wall, then maybe we can give you the Dakar. Give us this other item, you get the other. So that's how we negotiate.
The problem there, Dube, is that, yes, it's give and take. He consists this, and he gets that, and he consists that. But in the end, it comes back around again, and you find that all these little holes, all the concessions that you made still have to be fulfilled, and then we just keep on going round and round in circles. But this is a very serious issue if we look at how America was created, and I hope that it will be handled in the proper way.
Perfect.
Without too much emotion.
Perfect. Yeah. I'm told we've got Mr. Nkomo on the line. Mr. Nkomo is a caller from South Africa. Baba Nkomo, which one is that?
Amakhaladi aseko outright lapha. Abelunga baseko outright ekhaya. So kwenziwa ngu-Donald Trump singamsuli kakhulu. Asikanti sibheke thina ukuthi si-right yini esikwenzayo. Namhlanje abantu beMozambique abaseZimbabwe bathwale nzima ukuthi bevote. Mozambique eMalawi bathwale nzima ukuthi bavote bebiza ama-alien. So thina singamgxili kakhulu u-right wenza lawo okufuna elizweni lakhe.
Aha. So kodwa kuyabe kulungile kakhulu ukuthi kuthiwa lo kangene lo angangeni ubona njani Nkomo khonapho?
Ya thina state is correct ndiyakhulumela kuyi-excite kakhulu abantu eZimbabwe kakhulu asizicorrectini abelunga babuye singabaxotshi amakhaladi wonke kade silawo eZimbabwe abuye singabaxotshi abantu bemalawe labana labo ngababuye labemozambique ababuye before siblame uDonald Trump uright lilizwe lakhe leliyana lata skansi zikhanya ukuthi thina si-right ma simblema or si-wrong.
So kodwa abantu ba-right kumbe ba-wrong yona ngombono nxa bemblema besikhuluma njalo
hayi abantu nje bonke nje abamblemayo abaqale bebona ukuthi lapha kuyakhona kunjani ungaqali ubleme umuzi kabantu uyekele ukubheka wakho umuzi ukuthi kambe ungabe u-right use-America ususwe yini lapho ohlala khona uze e-America lami ngilapha e-South Africa ngisuswe yini ukuze nibuye lapha e-South Africa anti ngisuse ngabanye abantu abaze abaphethe ekhaya laphana abahlile kukurani ilizwe abazonda abanye abantu
awubone enkomo baba ungadini lokusasa eh
ngiyabonga
sibonge kakhulu so Mr. Nkomo is saying that you know as Zimbabweans we should have some kind of introspection to say who are we and what have we done. You know, he's saying that, look at the Zimbabwe society today. Many whites have left. Even some people of mixed color. He says they've actually left Zimbabwe. And so Zimbabwe shouldn't blame what Mr. Trump is saying. Because it's happening back home. Maybe he's got a point, right?
Yeah.
So let's hear from our guest. I think Mr. Zizai.
Rizizo.
Let's keep him. And
Mr. Rizizo.
Hello.
Danza utimo da kumbo manya manya. Imi
ya. Da kumenda akupa ne andazwa vankomo ajitara kutizo. Let's look at ourselves in the mirror kutiko istrugite. Let's not support what is wrong. Zatakaita isusu kumusha kutu warungu vazenda vese vaka enda vaya. Tisi kuti ziri right. Azisti right izo zia. Wazi pakuende siku kumarungu. Pani mangu mazimbabu enza akatonji. Simply because of your color, you must leave. Kwete kutimu Zimbabweans by registration, but you as a Zimbabwean by birth. Aka vamuno umyo nukutu urumuchena, uneprazi, babana. As this is right, so we don't support that. Saka katila ziku support as it is wrong, nukutu trukita as it is wrong, nukutu it is well wrong. What you are saying is, what the president of America is doing is wrong. Not because he's doing it wrong, not the guy is wrong.
Saka.
Mr. Trump, Zawataura is right.
Saka.
Saka, it's right.
Eh. va Trump vari kuti vari kuita izvi nokuti vari kuda kuchengetedza vanhu vavo, upenyu hwavanhu vavo. Saka mungava shora here kana vachitira kuchengetedza zvizvarwa zvemuno muAmerica?
Zvizvarwa zvemuno muAmerica zvinochengetedzwa muchishandisa mutemo wekuti anenge apara mhosva ngaasungwe. Anenge apara mhosva, pane screening inoitwa yekuti kana uchiuya mumuromo unotorwa mafingerprints, ive wode criminal record unorambwa hako, kwete kubva waisa a blanket kuti ari right nari wrong avatichada. Indi kuti ngakuregedzwe kuti vanenge vaine mhosva varambe vachinzika nokuti vane mhosva nokuti mutemo unotitorai maimmigrants. Anenge aine mhosva anorambidzwa kupinda, but aizvozvo zvava kushandisa a blanket manje kuti nokuti izvo tiri kuda kuchengetedza zvizvarwa zvemuAmerica hatichada zvakati, zvobva zvawanda. Mafingerprints anotorwa, if you have got a criminal record haukwanisi kuuya. There must be a screening process inenge iri transparent yekuti munhu anounyatsoonekwa kuti zvishuwa ine handikwanisi kuita se kuapply, kwete kubva wata a blanket like the blanket yatakaita kumusha during that era yekuti munhu wese akabva angotorerwa purazi because of his color. That was not good.
Mazvita chaizvo varudzidzo, tinotenda namashoko enyu.
Let's ask him to stay for about 5 minutes. Mr. Rudzidzo, we'll come back to you in 5 minutes. If you are in a hurry, we'll come to you very fast. Sorry for delaying you to where we want to go. So what was he saying?
Yeah, exactly? What he's saying is that we should not support something that is wrong. And it's easy to do such things, because we have done it in Zimbabwe ourselves when we expelled the white farmers. He says that we confiscated their farms because they were white. That was the reason, the excuse that we used, and we expelled them and took their property. So he says that was wrong, just as much as President Trump is wrong by trying to agitate for these kind of laws that shut people out. So he says that everything, he can protect the well-being, the welfare of the American people through proper law and order laws of the country, not closing the doors in the faces of people who mean well by wanting to come here. So he states that the criminals, sure, if someone is a criminal, they should be shut out. If someone becomes a criminal after being admitted here, he should just be sent back or expelled. But we should not inconvenience the good citizens who are just going about their normal lives. So this is what Mr. Rudzidzo has been saying.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mr. Wande. So let's go to our third guest, and that is Mr. Thabang Nare. He's a political commentator based in Dallas, Texas. Mr. Nare, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mr. Dube and the listeners. Thank you.
Thank you so much. If you are on speakerphone, can you remove the speakerphone so that we can hear you clearly?
Yeah, speakerphone.
Yeah, okay, great. So now, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least, where do you place Mr. Trump's speech, last night's speech?
I think his speech was at about 5.
Why?
I think people have said in the speech Mr. Trump really celebrated his achievements. And some of his achievements, people are questioning whether these are things that he has actually achieved, or these are things that were already there before he came. Like the surge in the stock market, the argument is that that surge was always happening. And so for him to attribute all this growth in the economy to himself within a space of 1 year may not be entirely accurate.
So looking at other issues, especially immigration issues, is there anything that touched your heart?
I think the issue of the visa lottery is something that of concern to people from Africa, people from Asia, because it deals people with talents and with interest in living in the U.S. It's like shutting the door, you know, and just excluding them out. So, and it was one unique immigration system. Maybe that's not there in Europe and in other parts of the world, but people were agree that diversity is what has made America great. I mean, currently the chief executive of Google is actually from India. So it was that ability of America to bring in people from diverse backgrounds with all these skills to contribute to the American economy and make America a great nation.
And you expressed some fears over MS-13, you know, criminal elements, you know, coming through the borders. So he says, build the wall, you know. What's that wall? Do you see the wall coming up?
I don't think the wall will come up. I think we are more modern and high-tech ways of excluding criminals as on building walls. I think people will know that the American visa regime...
I think your phone is getting... Mr. Nari, can you get close to your phone? We are getting cut off.
Yes, I'm still close to my phone.
Yeah, okay, now we can hear you. Continue, sir.
Oh, okay.
Continue,
thank you.
Yes. Go ahead.
No, I was saying people would know that the visa regime to the U.S. is still one of the hardest. But you appreciate that Mexico is actually shares a border with the U.S., quite close to Texas here. And thus, so many people have found it easy to come in. So I think the idea is to explore other methods of controlling, you know, the entry of criminals into the U.S.
On that point, how would they be able to stem the influx or the flood of people coming in undocumented or otherwise? How could they do that, considering the length of the border between the two countries, and they are concerned about the influx of people coming in? How would you suggest that they go about it?
I think clearly you want an arrangement with the Mexican government. You need to win over the Mexican government in this effort. We know that Mexico is one of the biggest trading partners for the U.S., and they appreciate that. And we know that there are some jobs that have been created in Mexico through the efforts of the U.S., but still people want to move and travel to the U.S. So it's not an easy issue, clearly, but to then put that blanket ban and say people from Mexico coming in are criminals, they belong to MS-13, I think it's not very diplomatic, you know. So it's meant to be a collaboration between Mexican and United States authorities. And I know that there are those collaborations between FBI and Mexico police, you know, to track these drug criminals and bring them to book.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nari. Stay on the line. Let's go to Mr. Vugani Lemoyo. Baba Moyo, look what's going on.
Yeah, look and call.
Nakama test cards, we repel umtelo, we text uka, newly mzala, loko nyawas de lawa was. When a squaman ungelonganan, umakeron lai, ungelonganan, I want this baba, what have they?
Nkona Slung said a lukuwan uti, queen of Ungena, Ukain and Guzabam Nando Guzangen. Now, Essinga was here, Gutubun and Divan Kona, you one time Katesi, Kumbe, we are Kuber of Sia Pambi. And you are wanting Ufana Lotumtana to what is a Uniga one day discount, Ungataba that day and change into a cheap. But to Sasama price everywhere I said Duranjal. So, you can Joe Sassel Uti Sigunanzele, Uti, we are not. Kuliqinisa ukuthi imali evanjwayo emholweni ayizakwehla kusiya phambili but isizathu abasinikayo ukuthi ukwehlisa lokhu kuzakwenza ukuthi kube labantu abaningi abazaqhatshwa njalo kuzakwenza ukuthi imiholo yabantu ikhwele now yikho ke khonoko kungikhona kuzabonakala ukuthi kuzakwenzakala yini.
Ngicela ufake ngesikhiwa
akwakhathesi hayi kuzaba mnandi sibili ngoba hayi imali yangikhonza ukuthi xaxa mbijana abantu abaningi baza kubona lokho.
Ngicela ufake ngesikhiwa nje chop chop khonoko 1 minute bonga ukusama up nje.
Well, basically the tax position for the new tax law is definitely going to be felt by many people. Most people who are working because the withholding taxes is definitely going down. So people will see slightly larger checks. But the gamble is by lowering the taxes, it's going to cause people to spend more and it's going to cause companies to spend more and create more jobs so that more people will be employed.
and so that salaries or wages increase. Now, that is the gamble. Is that going to happen, or the employers are just going to say, well, it's lower taxes, now let's just keep our money and not invest? So that is really the gamble. But in the short term, yes, we will see higher dollars in our paycheck, which is always a good thing when you get more money. But is it a bonus type thing, one time thing, or is it extended over the time? That's what we're going to see.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Let's go very fast to Mr. Rudzidzo.
Kana tikaisa nyaya ye immigration pa divi zvakataurwa na president vachitaurira ma citizens zvizvarwa zvomuno mu America pane chimwe here chakaku batai moyo chamakavona kuti dene president wangu achitaura vachidai kana kuti pane chimwe chamakashora here kuti hamungadi kuona president wenyu achitaura achidai.
Besides the immigration, I think Chandarangu did never have a tower in Zazo. She wouldn't get the president Wangu of Zimbabwe. I found Lunga Tower at the Tower of Nation. In the foreign police, I think you were Trump Waka avoid the foreign policy out because there are some issues. Zona, she affected Yoga Zona, she affected Nyao. Saka ndosaka vakada kuti nyaya foreign police vasai discuss pa bepo zvakafanana ku wachama linen yako pa public. He tried by all means to avoid it.
Ndakanzwa sevakati Congress inofanira kumeka sure kuti America inopa mari kushamwari dzayo kwete kuvanhu vavaisingawirane nawo.
I see foreign policy. Relationship yake nedzimwe nyika, whether it's West or East or the European Union, kuti achadyidzana navo sei, kozva tachiti ndinoda kuti dai president wedu akwanisa kutitaura kuti I know ini ndinoda kuti ndijoine ma Commonwealth, sezvo Zimbabwe yapanga iri mu Commonwealth, isu sema citizen taifarira chaizvo, tasingaoni kurwadzikana kunoita president sekurwadzikana kwakaita vafanira vamugabe kuti vakabva vati ai zvekommonwealth hanchada. But zvinhu zvakaita sana commonwealth zvazvo zvinoafecta vana vechikoro. Imagine mascholarship aiwanikwa ne Zimbabwe students through commonwealth akabva angokata kuti situation yekuti kuti uqualify unondofanira kuri member ye commonwealth but vamugabe vakabva vati ini hanchada commonwealth. Zvakanwa zvakaafecta stereki vana vechikoro vapedza form 6 kuti achiapply scholarship inobatsira munhu ari under commonwealth achakwanisa kubatsirwa. Saka ndozvandinoda kuti dai president wedu wekuZimbabwe akwanisa kugadzisa zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo kuti no kudyidzana nedzimwe nyika kana kudyidzana nemamwe maorganization zvinobatsira sei nyika kana zvinobatsira sei vana veZimbabwe.
Aiwa.
Just one question before maybe he goes. Just one question. So looking at how things are happening right now, you know, in USA, is there any fear among Zimbabweans that maybe they may not get the papers that they need, immigration papers, that is?
Yeah, the fear is there because, as I said, kutikune blanket rakango iswa. Rambo cover with a blanket. As the period that people are getting their papers, akabvatet walensen kare wai kuna kuti uchingo submit ama papers ako kudezwa ku interview. As people are staying 2-3 years without any response. Saka izvi zviri kuaffect ma Zimbabweans because without papers in America you cannot work.
Thank you so much.
Aiwa, mazvita varidzidzo tinotenda chaizvo, tinoimba kuti muchadzoka zvekare kana takuita imwe nyaya, tinotenda zvikuru.
I was going to get my tabas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dube, yes. Mr. Dizzo, is saying that the speech from President Trump yesterday mm-hmm. was lacking on foreign issues, mm-hmm. foreign affairs, relationships with other countries, mm-hmm. and he found that to be unacceptable. He would have liked him to espouse a few more issues mm-hmm. on foreign policy. And he is also saying that some decisions that are made by some presidents are not of national interest. Mm-hmm. He used our former president as an example, mm-hmm. Robert Mugabe, for pulling Zimbabwe out of the Commonwealth mm-hmm. for reasons that had very, very little to do with the nation at large. So he is also saying that this is what Trump is doing, just to put a blanket cover on people instead of, you know, looking at people as people and dealing with them on an individual basis. So this is one of the things that he says he did not like about the speech, the absence of a position mm-hmm. As far as dealings with other countries is concerned.
So let's go back to Mr. Nare. Mr. Nare, we see that when it comes to the State of the National Union address, it's sort of like a political theater that is designed for political mileage or gaining that kind of mileage. So now, at the end of the day, I'll pose this question to Mr. Vugani, because I'm told that Mr. Nare's phone has dropped. So this political...
I'm still here, Tube.
Oh, he's there. Okay, Mr. Nare, you are there. So this political theater that is playing out, immigration is one of the issues, businesses, you know, tax cuts and all this kind of thing. Remember, there are elections that are coming in USA, right? So is this aimed at those elections? Midterm elections. Are you there, Mr. Nare?
Yes, I am. Yes, definitely. We know that there are going to be some midterm elections in some of the states. I know mm-hmm. in Texas people are busy campaigning, state representative and also Congress. So obviously, I think the Republicans want to strengthen their position. We know that there have been some losses or some seats in the past few months, mm-hmm. and President Trump will embark on a nationwide tour and do some rallies, all to show up support for the Republicans. We know that it has not been an easy year for him. He's completed a year in office, but it hasn't been an easy year for him because people have this understanding that he doesn't have the experience to lead at that level because he wasn't in government before. But mm-hmm. he argues that he has been leading in business and then he is someone who will deliver. So I think it is that theater. Obviously, I think one of the things that people were saying was that they were hoping that President Trump would use the State of the Union address to unite Americans. But mm-hmm. what we saw again yesterday was that half of the House would stand and applaud some of his achievements. The other half would simply ignore, you know, which means that unity, that bipartisan approach, he will have to find other methods of ensuring that going into the future, he has the support of both the Democrats and the Republicans for some of the policy issues that he is bringing up.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. I think we've got a caller, Charles.
Charles, yes.
Mm-hmm. Talk to him.
Charles.
Hello.
Yeah, tino urombo kuti ma mira kwengo yakareba. Tinotenda okay. chaizo. Yeah, tinotenda chaizo kuti maramba muri parunara apa. Tibatsirei namashoko enyu.
All right. Thank you very, very much for having me. I think I've got several issues I want to point out about on President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Trump, I think he doesn't know the history of the United States of America, and of course he doesn't even know his own history. Everyone who is there in America, otherwise came from somewhere else, you know. But day to day, you see and you hear Trump saying that he doesn't want migrants from, you know, different countries. That's a very sad story. So that is why you see today there are a lot of problems that are being created in the world because of such sentiments. You see, today, as we are speaking, many things are happening in the world. It's because Trump is creating hostility the world over. You see, that's a very sad situation we find ourselves in. This foreign policy is, I think, the advice this foreign policy, I can see, he is pursuing a hostile foreign policy that, you know, seeks to isolate. He is seeking to isolate, you know, the United States from the rest of the world. But he is preaching, his slogan is, you know, he wants to make America great again. How? By this policy of isolationism. That's, you know, a very bad situation. I think Trump is creating a bad situation that is, you know, very hostile to the world.
You understand what you are saying?
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Yes, I am Charles Kapindiza from Mount Darwin.
Thank you so much, Mr. Charles. Come back again next time, eh?
Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye bye. Slomini Lapekuman, Tong, Siponkala. Babankala, Unjan. Numzana Siponkala, Sabona Bab. Singa sama callers ahamba adliwe izinto. Baba Siponkala, how are you? Ukhona baba? Ye kutwa icingo lakhe soluqhamukile. Sibuyele njalo kubaba ke umoyo. Vukani moyo, you are still there?
I'm here. Yeah.
All in all, what is the future of the United States like? Talking about trade, talking about immigration, and talking about all these other issues, you know, like them getting together, like what Mr. Trump was saying, to come out with a solution to all these problems. Is that possible?
I think it's possible, but I think the way things are happening now, mm-hmm. it seems as if they are going down to a place where people will need to be actively engaged and really say, well, this is what we want for our country. Mm-hmm. I think right now it's almost like a cycle. You know, when people are scared, they get overwhelmed by fear, and they start being introspective, looking inside. Mm-hmm. They start being looking inside and just trying to shut everybody out. But at some stage, you get to a state where you think, well, no, this is out of hand. We are part of a group. Mm-hmm. Actually, one of the things that I thought about yesterday as I listened to the speech, I say to myself, America is actually saying we are trying not to participate in the process of leading the world, which mm-hmm. they have generally been doing over the past so many decades. It's like they're saying we want to lead, but we don't want to participate. Just watch us. Watch us, and we'll talk to you if we think we need you mm-hmm. and we can benefit from you. Otherwise, we have no interest. But don't mess with us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sort of sentiment has a certain life cycle, and it seems like it has a hold right now. And I think until people realize the folly of it, I think we still have some ways to go. Because instead of people seeking to reach out, people are reaching in and being very selfish.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there because our time is out. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Vukani Moyo, a beneficiary of the U.S. Diversity Visa Lottery Program, Mr. Tabang Nari, who is a political analyst, an independent one for that matter, and Mr. Zizai Ruzwitso, a Zimbabwean living in USA. We wish to say thank you so much for joining us today on this show, everybody. Bye-bye. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Tanonoka Wande. See you next time.